This programme was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.
Welcome to part two of the Y'all CYMS documentary, where we hear the thoughts and memories of people who have given their lives in one way or another to the St. Mary's branch of the Catholic Young Men's Society. And just like in part one, where we heard the stories of the Society's time at the Hall or the Malhouse, in part two we start at a very uncertain time for the CYMS, as its days at the Y'all Town Hall had come to an end. Suddenly the oldest club or society in Y'all were homeless. Brendan Cooney remembers.
I can remember the AGM of, I think it was 1978, which would have been in November, December of that year, and we would have closed, I think, shortly after it opened in the town hall, and Frank Gowan went in as president. And as I got older, I thought about that. He went in as president of nothing, only a name at the time, because we didn't have any premises. Well, at the time we had, I remember we had about, I'd say, 15 to 20 members at the meeting, and a lot of them would have been my own age. Kevin was secretary at the time, so it could have gone to the wall as easily as not, you know. It had been closed for a period, I think around 74, 75, for a 6 month period or whatever, but there was people there like Christy and Noel, again I refer back to them, and Frank, who opened it up and put in a few points. And I have to say, Paul Ahern was a great treasurer. Paul, who worked in the Oil Capital, so he'd be well known around town. He was an outstanding member and he was a great treasurer, and I know that Christianity and Kevin had great time for him and great respect for the work that he did. Another person who worked a lot was Mick Pierce. Mick was secretary for many years. Maurice Cronin, who worked for the town council, he was another man who was very much involved in the Young Men's Society down at that time. Ali Case, I could go through, but I know I'm going to forget somebody, you know. But Ali Power, there's a photograph outside of premises now taken in 66. It's in black and white, and people can see, you know, the people who were involved at the time. You were Christy N.C. Jr. and you were some of the Browns, you know. So I think every family in some way, shape or form have been connected to the society down throughout the years, be it their mother or be it their father or their brother or husband or son or whatever, you know. And so the point I'm making is that at that time, in the middle 70s, when there was a crisis, like we had the people who were tried and trusted, and they put their hands into their own pockets, they opened it, they built it up again. They built it up to 78. Other people had come in and taken over. You know, Christy had felt at the time, he had done his share, he wanted to rest. He was also very involved in the snooker side of things, you know, and it's hard to be everything. And there was like a new breed coming through as such, I suppose, you know, my brother Kevin and myself, and Tommy Hussey, another great secretary at the time, you know, and Willie Delacour, he was also involved at the time. So when we were like being told that the AGM that we are at now, the odds are in 6 weeks' time, you're not going to have any premises. We said, look, well, we're going to go ahead with the AGM now and we'll pick our committee and we'll walk it from there. So Frank was elected as president, Kevin was elected as secretary, and I was elected as treasurer, and then we had Tommy Hussey and a few of the other lads. Tony O'Loughlin was another one who was very much involved in this deal down up at the top of Water Lane, and he was on that committee. And on and off, we used to meet upstairs in Frank's pub.
The meetings in Frank's pub eventually moved to the brand new premises at the Market House in the Market Square in 1981, and true to their word, the Y'all Urban District Council delivered the building. Now it was up to the members to get the place in order, and suddenly new stars of the Green Bays would arrive onto the scene, like Ray Phelan.
Through great help from Brendan Cooney, Christy Hennessy, watching the 18 players play their snooker on the tables, you pick up different things. But it's mainly down to those two individuals, especially because with the coaching on the Saturday mornings, we used to go and watch Ray Raven videos or Steve Davis videos, and then we'd come over and practice the shots inside in the club every Saturday morning, which was for my benefit. And then from there on, every day after school, it was a case of in, get your cue out and practice. I was 14 and I was lucky enough to be the first man in Y'all to get a century break, which I suppose was kind of a big thing at the time, but considering the talent that was there beforehand. It was a great achievement for me, not alone that didn't to be picked for the A team, which at the time we had a B team and an A team, but I was lucky enough to have the privilege to play on the A team. With the A team that we had at the time was Michael Coakley, George Swain, Brendan Coney, and Mob O'Brien and myself, which was a reasonably good team at that particular time because there was a spirit in the team that was willing to fight for what we had. But as time went on, I kind of developed more and more, and then more sensory breaks after coming into it, and I kind of established myself, not alone here, but probably in Cork City as well. People were afraid in Cork City, when you first go up there, they were saying, well, he's only a young fella. But as the years went on, they got to know and respected you up there. The same with any other individual that previously beforehand. And then even at the moment with Aaron Tobin, they're under their apprehension knowing that, you know, they're fairly afraid of Aaron in a sense because they know what he's capable of doing.
The younger generation from the hall were now the custodians of the new Yaws CYMS in the new premises, and past presidents like Sean Murphy relied on the guidance of previous CYMS committee men to help him along.
You had to look up to them. They got a heap of respect, and they deserved the respect that they got, like, because remember now, at that time, like, the main place for indoors and everything, like, and they had a facility and looked after it well, like. Now, there's no doubt about it that the YRCYMS, its facilities is second to none around the country. And from the word go, from down in the town hall as well, like, these men looked after that, and they kept it immaculate. They were very strict. They looked after the youngsters. And you can, there's no doubt about it, it was youngsters that were after being reared out of the town hall. They had nowhere else to go, down into the town hall, and to a place where they could even keep warm, because at that time, we go back years ago, like, there wouldn't be the same amount of stuff that would be around now, like, they mightn't even have coal inside in the house and this kind of a thing. And you go down there and keep warm for the day, and you know it. So that's why you have to respect of the men gone by and what they done, and what they done for the CYMS. What I found with myself was what happened, like, you know, when I got married and you had young kids, you kind of gone away from it. And there's a lot of fellas that they wander away from it, like, and the kind of history of the place as well. But then as your kids got older, and then you started thinking back to your own childhood about, like, my own young fella, like, come down here into the town hall, and then he start playing snooker, and then you start getting involved again, and then you get the interest. And I find when you come back at that age, you know, it's, more or less I was nearly kind of into my 40s, you're inclined then to stay with it a lot more than, you know, at a certain age you go away from it because there's family commitments and everything, you can't put in the same thing. And then the family get older, then you come back into it again. Like, so there's kind of seem to be a roundabout with it all the time. There's fellas you mightn't see here for years, and you said they have no interest. And I see it with fellas coming back in here again now. Like, I see Biddy Day and there now, and a couple more lads that were coming in here, started playing snooker, mad, and they weren't here for years. But, you know, they'd fall in, then they'd fall out, and then they'd fall back in again, like, which is a great thing, because the one thing, you'll always remember the place. And I always feel that you'll always have fond memories of the place. I don't know that people might say that we were strict, or that we could be strict again today as keeping our rules, but that goes with the society, and it's to keep the standards that we have. And we have a high standard in here for the youngsters, and all the youngsters know that the standard that is here has to be there, like, which is a good thing. And it's a good thing for youngsters as well. There's no doubt about that.
Ger Swain is another lifelong member of the Yaws CYMS. And it is obvious when Ger speaks that the society is deep in his heart, and he is proud of the Market House building.
Beautiful premises, which it is anyway. Well, much better premises, you know, like, that it was done up at, you know, at that time, and it was great. Like, you know, I think, you know, I was talking, but I've talked to Brendan about it or whatever, and I think Christiane C. Frank, everyone, I think they were there. Kevin Coney. At that time, I might be missing out one or two more, but they were the main men that they kept on to the council, I think, or whatever. And then they were the men that pulled it through. It said the main three, anyway. I might be leaving out one or two, but I don't know, I know. But at the time, yeah, it was Kevin, Christy, and Frank Gavin, I'd say, got it reopened. Like, and, well, yeah, it's a great place now. Keeps, you know, the young fellas there, they've somewhere to go. It's only a couple of euro a year, you know, it's only. They think it's a fairly cheap place, you know, for the young fellas, just to give them a couple of euro. Keeps young fellas off the streets and for a start off. Do you know what I mean? We're open till 10 o'clock, and in school night, some of them have to go home underage or whatever. They might have to go home at 8:30 or 9 o'clock, you know. But, you know, if 16-year-olds are moving on, or, you know, it's 10 o'clock it closes. So it keeps, you know, in fairness, I'd say all the boys, they all go home after that. So it keeps young fellas off the streets, and it's a great, you know, it's more than that. But, like, it's, you know, it's just somewhere to go in the winter, especially time now, and the weather might be getting worse and the whole lot, you know. They have somewhere to go, and there's the heating is on and everything, and they can come in now, and they're playing even, it's not just snooker even, you see young fellas there, they're playing drafts and chess now, seems to be. So it passes away an hour or two for them, and it's great, you know what I mean, so.
World champions Ken Doherty, Steve Davis, Stephen Hendry and John Higgins, plus the people's favourite Jimmy White, have all played exhibition matches in the Yall CYMS. And as the standard of play rose, more and more of the young Yall men became internationals, plus the jewel in the crown of Munster amateur snooker, the Munsters in Killarney, became a major focus for Yall in terms of team snooker. Tommy Hussey explains.
Suddenly, you know, the competitive spirit was, you know, increasing all the time, and suddenly we were all kind of beating each other, you know. But the next thing we say, well, look, maybe there's something beyond Cork here, you know. And that evolved into the Munster Club Championship, and of course, to hold it in a suitable venue was a big problem. Not for the Kerry people, they stepped in, I think the likes of Con Sullivan and that, and to their credit, you know, they picked a magnificent Gleneagles Hotel in Killarney to stage. It had the capacity for extra tables, and it had the capacity to, I think they had up to 10 tables, and, you know, which is something that, we, you know, coming from a club that, you know, we were now after, you know, reaching a max of 4 tables, and to go into a kind of a semi-final and a final Munster Club Championships where you were competing in 10 tables. It was a very big event, you know, for the first time, and very daunting, you know. But not daunting enough to say that we didn't win it on a in the year 2000, I believe. When you talk about it being an occasion to go beyond Cork and into Kerry and compete against all the teams from Munster, from Tipperary, you know, Clonmel, you know, all these great teams were suddenly now you're competing from Limerick and Waterford City, and that, you know, this was a fantastic event, like, you know what I mean, and as I said, one that you all excelled in, and on a competitive side, but on a social side, it was just a magnificent get-together every January and February, and, you know, the amount of people that would travel down by whatever means they could, by motorbike, by car, by bus, by whatever transport they could get, you all always had, and still does, I'm sure, have the greatest representation fan-wise, you know, and rightly so.
Killarney to this day, since its beginning 30 years ago, is run by one man, Mr. Snooker, Conny O'Sullivan.
That coming to Killarney, I would guess 28 of them 30 years, or very close. It might be 27 and it might be 29. Brendan Cooney could probably answer that for you. But I met them lads. And y'all people are so like Killarney people. We're small towns, you know, and people are very similar. And I just took an instant liking to all the y'all gang. And, you know, sure, I don't want to let anyone out. But over the years there, the Yellups, the Bottomers, the Coonies, Frank Irwin, the Landers family, Pepper probably, you know him better as down there. And going back to the year they eventually reached their Holy Grail when they won it in the year 2000. You know, Ray Beale and Paul Butler. I could go on and on. I love the Yall people, but I get on with most people. But I don't know, we just have an affinity, I think, with the Yallites because of their love of things rural, which is where I come from. I don't know, just wouldn't be the same not meeting up with them every year, and that's most of the reason why I'm still running it, to be honest with you.
Still, with all the successes, either with teams or with individual players, it is very important to note that the CYMS reputation within the town of Yall and what the Yall CYMS brings or contributes to the town of Yall is of paramount importance to the society. Past president William Kelly believes that the Yall CYMS is very much part of the fabric of the town and is proud of that above everything else.
I'd say the CYMS is held in the highest regard around town because we've been here for so many years, and we have the amount of people that would come down to you and say, the COMS was great to me when I was younger. It was somewhere to go. It means a lot when you hear things like that. And I think there's no one in town would have a bad word to say about COMS. And I'd say if that never was to go wrong, I'd say the support we received from the town from Christmas draws and flag days now was phenomenal. But I'd say if we need a lot of support, it would be there, and that would just show the high regard. I'd say the future is fairly rosy. There's people always here, like it was the likes of Frank Owen, Noel Dempsey, 20 and 30 years ago. It's the likes of Brendan Cooney, and he's still around. There's like myself, you know, there's always people here will be here to make sure the COMS goes forward, and that has always been the case because the people who have been entrusted in the position of being chair of the club hold the club in their hearts, and they would always, I'd say, like do the best they can to promote it and make sure it's run the proper manner. And if that continues, I can't see any reason why it can't grow from strength to strength.
The praise for your CYMS comes from all areas across the nation, but sometimes you don't have to travel too far to find those kind words from a CYMS legend, Jack O'Donoghue.
To go in there today and see what this crowd have done, it's a credit. I mean a credit. It's like a palace down there. And they have everything. You go in there, you could eat your dinner off the floor. And what they've done, I've seen the four tables down there now. And they're polished, shine, everything is perfect. Discipline is great. And the standard has gone so high. Like that I have seen the lads there, like, you know, you Brendan, what can I say about Brendan? Outstanding. And now we have his son. And Pepper Landers, he left, excuse me, call him Pepper, because I know he's first dead. And his son, you know, you've the Hearns, you've Dick Phelan, you've the Kellys, and you have this lad that I'm very, you know, this young Tobin. I'll be very pleased with him. And there's some other lads there, like, I don't know their names, and they're outstanding. They're pot balls, wow. They're fantastic. And I would love to see these people going on and have a look at this hall, what they have did to it. They're a credit to y'all, a credit. And I'm proud to be part of it. And like all the lads that have gone before me, they were part of that too, you know, and they helped it. And it's great to be, and I'm proud to be part of it.
With everything in place, internationals, superb premises, success on and off the tables, a warm welcome inside the rooms of the Yall CYMS, Brendan is still the man that wears his heart on his sleeve.
But when you think about it, it's been incredible. Like, we've had all the greatest players in the world who are still playing inside in our rooms, all the world champions. And it has been an incredible feat by all of the committee lads who have been involved to have them down there, get civic receptions from, I must say that, to the town council. And that even broadened the image for the professional player of the town of Yall as well. I remember Jimmy Wright coming in, he says, this is a proper snooker club, isn't it? You know, when he saw it first, Steve Davis couldn't get over it. First time Ken Donnelly walked in here, you know, compact and great atmosphere. And now, since the Cork Snooker Bill Association has been reorganised, the last couple of years we've held the Cork Team Championship here. And the atmosphere has been quite incredible. And every club coming to us, this is where they want to, this now is the venue in Cork Snooker for atmosphere. Because it's all in one room, you've four tables, kind of tied together. And you like, if your all teams are playing, you have a packed crowd in there. Because the all boys are in there to support it, as they don't clearly. So all of those couple in together, into the mix, super ingredients for any kid who's met to play snooker. There's so much from there, but you can see the world now being an international. And you don't have to be a senior international. You can be a junior international, under 19, under 21, you like the under 21 world championship in China this year. No, it's expensive, unfortunately, simply because the governing body have no money. And what they get from the Department of Sport isn't worth talking about, you know. So, but in saying all that, like, we have to look after our own corner here. And, you know, what we're saying to lads, if you're good enough, we're going to support you. We'll put you on the right track and we'll help you out as much as you can. We won't be able to probably do it 100% outside rooms, but inside the rooms we do. But there is always a certain criteria that has to be followed, and that is that you obey the rules that we have inside the club and outside of our club as well, that you know, behave respectfully and that you treat people and properly the way that you would expect to be treated if it was your own. So all in all, like, the future in terms of international players is fairly good, you know, because we have some young lads coming through who are very, very good for their age. They just need a bit more experience, and hopefully they're going to get that in the next couple of years.
The current crop of young players are reaping the rewards of years and years of tradition, support and backing. Here are a few of those young stars.
Reese Roach, 19. Well, I'm a member 9 years. I was playing since I was 10, and I come in here nearly 4 to 5 days a week, and I play in the Munster Championships and the Cork Leagues with the all teams. The people are nice and the rates are low, and it's just a place to enjoy yourself, and it gets young kids off the streets as well at the same time. I'd like to have a say what goes on as well if I can, and try and help everyone out as well. If young kids come in, I'd help them out as well. If I'm asked to help a young kid, show them how to hold a cure or whatever, I'd always do it. And so I like doing stuff like that as well. Well, I suppose if you don't have people like Brendan Cooney around, the place wouldn't be run properly, because they're here so long. They know what to do, and they know how it was run back in the day, so they're following in the footsteps of all the other caretakers, which is good.
Kenny White, I'm 16 years old. It's really good because you get good practice off it for the big tournaments, like the under-19s to qualify for the Irish team, and the under-21s to go away. Like, you get enough practice, and for Clarny as well especially, you get loads of practice up coming to Clarny, and that's the big one for the All-CMS. And still, we've won it once. We'd love to win it again. They have to be well behaved in there, if not, just get thrown straight out, and that's them not coming back in there again. It's really important to keep us off the streets and keep us out of trouble and all. It's good for the community.
Adam Fitzgerald, I'm 14 years of age. I was practicing when I was 5 or 6, yeah, but wasn't playing very serious, like, but I was playing since I was 5 or 6. My first ever international, it was good experience, good to get on good tables, play on the tables, so it was all good experience to play against different players and play against good players, so be experienced for tournaments that I'll be going to in the future. To make the Irish team for the under-16s do well in the 19s, 21s, but hopefully be on the Irish team, maybe, if I'm good enough, get on the Irish team for the 19s. But my target is the 16s, well, in the 19s as well.
Lee Walsh, 17. I've been in the hall a few years, and I've always been like, always wanting to be get on the committee when I was older, but to get on so young, I suppose, a good achievement myself. But for the club, I suppose, it's good to promote ourselves and get us in the paper to tell everyone what's going on. There's things you wouldn't even think about just when you're playing, but everything goes on up here. Maybe you have to discuss everything that goes on and everything that's been brought in and everything that's like brought up to the committee and people that want to come in to be confirmed first in the committee, the meetings. I first played for Ireland 3 years ago, and I played over in the Home Internationals in Wales. We're a small club and we've only 4 tables and we're after producing 7 or 8 internationals, so I suppose it's a great achievement for the club. I suppose there's not many other clubs in Ireland that are after sending 7 or 8 players over to play against players all over the world. Like, so I suppose the rest of the clubs in Ireland are really seeing we've got a great club down here.
Memories. There is nothing quite like it. And as we come to the end of our Y'all CYMS documentaries, I hope we brought back a few memories to you, the listener. I will leave the final words to the man simply known as B, the heartbeat of the CYMS. Goodbye.
I remember we travelled one time to Waterford and the snow was so heavy and so strong, it came up the exhaust pipe up through. It came up through his gear stick in the car. Honestly, I got up through his gear stick in the car and it blew all over the car. I was in the back with Bagel, Gene Murphy. And I couldn't stop laughing. Bagel couldn't stop. I thought Christy was going to lose us. And I thought he was going to throw us out. The car was destroyed in snow and ice. But, and like, he did all that, you know. And Noel was always with him. And Frank was always with him. And it was hard for him. And but they'll take note of their own pockets as well, you know. So, like, it would have been very difficult, and it would have been nice for Christy to come back at a time when I would be in my 40s and I could take him instead of him having taken me when he was, you know, we say when he was in his 50s and I was a teenager. The same for Noel
You know, it would have been nice for me to be able to do it, and for other lads, maybe, but, like, I think I would be the only one with the association going back that far. And, like, the one of the great kicks I got was that when they were alive and coming in, particularly on the Market Square and I was present, whatever, and they weren't that involved, that they could see, you know, I think that they were happy that things were being done in a way that they would have expected them to be done. But Christy was always there to give advice. You didn't have to ask for it, because he'd be off and he'd tell you. You know, where Noel was a little bit different. Noel was, actually, look, if you're happy, but Noel was always good to go to. And Frank is always there, anyway, as well. And like the late Dickie Doe, he had been a member of the Young Society from the Town Hall for years and years, but it was really not until we came here that he really got involved. And he was caretaker for, like, for many years, and he was assistant treasurer for many years. So it would have been nice, like, for them. But if they came in now and they walked in the morning and they saw the rooms that we have, they might say, this is a very posh place altogether compared to what they were used to. You know, but they would be delighted. They'd be delighted to see the kids. I have to admit, you know, there are people I think of all the time. They are people because they have had such an association, but they are gone to their eternal reward. And they were great and they were beautiful people. You know, Lanny was a beautiful man. I thought he was a smashing man now, you know. And, you know, Christy was a very straight and strong man. You know, but you know where you stood from. Well, Noel was easy. I remember Noel playing the fag. The fag would be hanging out of the mouth. So you couldn't get away with it anymore now. Like, it's amazing. We've still been able to continue the conveyor belt. And if the conveyor belt stops, then we're in trouble. You know, once we can continue the conveyor belt, and the only way you do that is by keeping your door open and run the organisation properly. Everything else after that, because all the ideas will flow. Like, the minute we created an international, everybody saw it in. The stories came back from the time he had away. You know, and we've been all over the world, like. But the crack that we've had, you know, the snooker has been all right too, but the crack has been just incredible. And that builds you, like, that builds your club. Or there might only be 5 or 6 of you there, but when you come back, that 5 or 6, they could do the work of 20. Or they'll bring in another 5 or 6 of their own, a friend each, you know, and it builds up that way. And I think once we've proved that we could get an international, that we'd somebody good enough to become an international, irrespective of the age, things follow then, and there's only just one aim over our door. The All Catholic Human Society, St Mary's Branch. And it belongs to everybody who comes in and pays their dues. And I must say that the people of Yall, be it a flag day or whatever support, by just going uptown, a mother might stop, an old man might stop, you're doing great work down there. All of that helps to keep fellas ticking over and keep fellas interested. And, you know, hopefully that will continue. We make our mistakes like everybody else. But our good points far outweigh our bad points, and if we can say that, we'd be happy.
Yall CYMS is a production of Community Radio Yall. This programme was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.